Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 103 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We're going to talk a lot of pigskin tonight with the high school football season getting underway on Friday night with the annual Jaghawk Showdown. There's always a lot of hype around this game, and this year's matchup is no exception in that regard. In a little while, we'll be visiting with a couple of Ankeny Centennials returning starters. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He is the head coach at Ankeny, and last year he guided the Hawks to a 7-4 record and a Class 4A quarterfinal appearance. He is Rick Nelson. Rick, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Well, I talked to you a couple of days ago, and you mentioned that your team had been running kind of hot and cold in practice. You just felt like the team had been inconsistent. You're now just 2 days away from game time. You know, do you feel like you're ready to play?
We're closer. It's just been really strange. Just a strange year. We're doing okay. I think we'll be fine skill-wise. Like I told you the other day, it's just those five guys up front that – you know, we're hit and miss right now with those guys. So if they'll play consistent, we'll do really well Friday.
Well, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. First, I want to ask you about, you know, the COVID-19 guidelines and everything. You know, how are you guys dealing with that? Have the kids been able to adapt to the changes that you've had to implement?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot easier than the coaches. I think the kids are fine. You know, I think the coaches probably have had, you know, a tougher time than the kids. You know, starting all the way back to the summer and the way the baseball played out and football, you know, we just really couldn't get them together. And then, you know, the August, finally they could let us get together where we could actually run some plays as a unit. So that, you know, so I don't know. We've been probably going 20, 25 days or so. So I think that's probably the biggest thing where – we would have the whole summer to get our kids pretty tuned in to where now we just, I think we had most, probably 25 days, you know, to get the kids ready.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of hype around your team. You guys were ranked co-number one in the offseason rankings by the Gazette in Cedar Rapids. And I heard today that you're ranked number two behind Valley in the preseason rankings. You know, do you feel like this hype is warranted?
Well, we have some good players. And you can't win if you don't have good players. So, I think we have as good a skill kids as probably there's anybody in the state. So I'm guessing that's why they're putting us where they are. I don't know much about Valley. We haven't played them. We usually scrimmage them, so we usually know what they are, but we didn't get to scrimmage this year. So
right.
I don't really know what they have. But they usually have some big kids that are pretty tough, pretty physical. But our skill kids – on both sides of the ball are pretty talented.
Well, yeah, I'll ask you about those guys here in a minute. You've also added a talented newcomer, and I'll ask you about him here as well. But the other day, the Register mentioned in their story that you guys could have one of the most explosive offenses in the state's history. You know, that's setting a pretty high bar, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, our kids last year did a pretty nice job throwing the football. I think Kadolf did pretty well. You know, the teams that – Centennial, Dowling, we played them twice. Those were probably the two games where we probably didn't run the ball consistently as you'd like to. So the other games we did. So now we play more teams like that this year. So we'll see. I mean, my opinion, you have to stop the run and be able to run when you want to run to win games. And so you know, I think that's where we've got to see what we're made of up front.
Well, of course, you know, that goes to both lines, offense and defense. And so even though you guys, you know, have a lot of those skill guys back, I mean, if the offensive line doesn't block, I mean, it's not going to matter, is it?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, the only back I can think of a couple, you know, Barry Sanders and Walter Payton. Might not have had the best lines, but they were outstanding running backs. You know, where some of the running backs in the NFL were very fortunate to have, you know, a really extremely good offensive lines. I'm not saying they weren't good, but yeah, if it's tough, if our quarterback doesn't have enough time to throw to these great receivers we have, well, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, and I think Kadolf will have a great year at running back and, you know, but if we can't give him just a little sliver to get going, it doesn't matter if he can't get going.
Right. Well, your team boasts three of the state's top 20 players in the class of 2021, according to the Register. Quarterback Jace Bauer and receiver Bodie Brecht, you are both back from last year, and your team has added the transfer that I mentioned in Arlen Bruce the IV, who came here from the Kansas City area to play his senior season. And of course, he's going to join Brody on the Iowa Hawkeyes roster next year. You know, I think most people already know what Jace and Brody can do. So let's talk about Arlen a little bit. You know, I hear he's pretty fast.
Yeah, he seems to be more quick. I haven't seen him get out and run. Like, he hasn't run with our kids. We do some sprint things. So, you know, I'm assuming that he's fast. I just have not seen him run. I've just seen him do some inside run things, running with the football, and it looks like he changes directions really well, sees things. And just visiting with his high school coach, he's an extremely tough kid, very durable. He carried the ball 371 times last year. So he's pretty durable.
That's a lot of carries.
Yeah. So he rushed for 2,600 yards. So, you know, we'll see what he looks awful good. But, you know, it just takes baby steps. He's only had about, I think, four or five practices. So,
well, I know you said he's still trying to learn your system, obviously. But once he gets things down, I mean, you can probably move him around a little bit, can't you?
I think so. You know, we don't we lost Cum from last year, Jordan Cum, as our inside receiver. So we'd look to put him there. You know, we've got Summers and Brecket, our outside receiver. So, you know, that's a pretty good group of kids right there. I mean, you know, if you had a college freshman group of those three kids, you'd be pretty fortunate.
For sure. Well, let's talk about Friday's game. Your team is trying to beat Centennial for the first time since 2015. You know, I'm sure your guys would like nothing more than end that losing streak, huh?
Yeah, I think the coaches would too.
Yeah.
you know, you're a part of this community, so you understand what it is. I think there's more division now than there was when I first got here. It's just strange. So, yeah, we sure would like to beat them. So we got to earn it.
Well, Centennial only has five returning starters, but the Jaguars always seem to have a potent rushing attack. You know, now you guys return some of your key players on defense, including linebacker Brecken Manis. Do you feel like your defense, you know, is ready for the challenge of stopping Centennial's offense?
I think it's always tough when you play a team like, you know, it's like the teams that play the military schools. It's very tough to get ready for an Army, a Navy, an Air Force, because you don't see it. And then the speed of it, you know, you're not ready for it because you couldn't simulate it in practice. So that's the tough part of it. It's real deceptive. You know, there's guys going different ways and they're pulling. And so that's the challenge is, can we just focus in on our keys? You know, do we have enough guys in the box to stop the run? Then are they going to launch one on you? You know, are you playing too crowded? And now they throw one over your head. So, they've run the ball extremely well against really everybody. So that'll be our biggest challenge is stopping their run game. They had a tremendous player. The Gates kid was seemed like he played for – I know there are two brothers, and they got another one. But it seems like he played for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, our kids are excited. They're looking forward to it. It's been – I'm sure it's strange for Centennial too. It's just – you know, like half our kids won't be at school Friday. So it's just going to be weird.
Yeah, it is different. Well, other than things you've already talked about, what do you think are going to be the keys to the game?
Well, I think on offense, don't have lost yardage plays. You know, in other words, don't have a hold. Don't have a jump off sides. You know, don't turn a guy loose. Don't have lost yardage plays. And then I think field position has always been tough for us against Centennial. Even if we'll stop them, they make some first downs and then they punt us and we're on the 10-yard line coming out. And your percentages of scoring, you know, from the 10 are about 10%,
mm-hmm.
you know, touchdown. So, you know, for us, field position, some of the hidden yardage that maybe you don't see, you know, through punts or making first downs. And then on defense, I think it's just stopping their run game. And not, you know, last year they hurt us with two screens, and then that other quarterback came in and hurt us with that. They ran the quarterback run right up the middle. You know, those are the three plays that stick out in my mind. So
right.
we did a pretty nice job stopping them. And then, you know, Gates got open on a couple of those screens, and then that dang quarterback got us in the fourth quarter.
Well, of course, turnovers are always the key, and that kind of goes along with the field position because, you know, with your defense, you'd rather make those guys drive 80 yards than if you give them a short field and they only got to go 30 yards, you're in trouble.
Right. So, you know, I don't know how many teams scrimmaged. We didn't. They wouldn't let us. So, you know, that usually tells you a little bit of something. You know, the kids get banged around a little bit. We haven't had that. So, you know, and I'm sure for Centennial it's the same way. They didn't get to scrimmage either. So, you know, you kind of get some of those things where like, oh, man, we better get that fixed. And we didn't see that. So, you know, our first game is our first game. We didn't get a scrimmage. So I think both sides are probably, okay, what's this kid going to do when he gets hit? You know, or what, you know, what are we going to hang on to the football? How's he going to respond when someone smacks him in the mouth? I mean, so I think for both of us, probably the first quarter will be, you know, interesting for both of us, both
sure.
teams.
We talked about this a little bit the other night, the tough schedule that you guys have this year. Of course, later on, you'll play at Valley on September 25th. The Tigers are ranked number one, and they've added a four-star quarterback in Jake Rubley, who transferred here for his senior season. You know, do you think that makes them the team to beat? I know you said you really don't know much about him, but he's certainly good.
I'm sure he's good. I know they have good running back. Usually they have big – you know, big linemen over there, kind of like a Dowling that has big kids. So, I don't know. I'm not worried about Valley. I'm just worried about, you know, beating Centennial. That's what our kids are focused on. So
sure,
we'll get to Valley and we'll get to see him on film. You know, I don't know much, but we play Waukee. I don't know. We haven't played Fort Dodge since I've been here, so I don't know anything about Fort Dodge. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It's going to be too bad because we've had such great crowds for that Centennial game that make it even more fun, you know, with the crowd. And now we'll have, I don't know how many people, 1,500 people or something. So it used to be like 10,000 or whatever. You know, I don't know if that, but that's what people would say.
Well, I'm sure the game will be intense enough that it won't seem like a scrimmage, but the crowd will make it seem like a scrimmage almost.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you're going to be your parents and close friends at the game. So, I don't know. We're glad we get to play. I'm really glad that our, you know, basketball got to finish and our baseball got to finish. And I'm just hoping that we can finish too with football. You know, that's a real wish for our, not just our team, but just for football in general, that we can finish the season and give these kids, especially the seniors. We've got such a neat senior group. It's been really neat to be around these kids. And I'm just hoping that we can finish the season and, you know, give them some, I call them, just memories of their senior year. Because last year, you know, not that prom is everything, but heck, the kids didn't get to go to senior prom. They didn't get to run track. They didn't get to play soccer. Luckily they got to play baseball. I'm just hoping that we can get back to, you know, let's just hope that they don't pull the plug on us.
Sure. Well, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, thanks for coming tonight. I appreciate it. We'll see you Friday night.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. All right, my next guest is a senior receiver for the Hawks and just one piece of a very talented receiving corps. Last year, he caught 21 passes for 274 yards and 3 touchdowns. He was also a starter on the Ankeny baseball team that plays second in the Class 4A state tournament this summer. He's Cade Summers. Cade, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, let's talk a little baseball first. You know, have you gotten over that loss to Johnson yet?
Yeah, it was – I'm over it. I mean, they're a really good team, and I think our goal was just to get there, whether or not we want it or not. I mean, obviously you want to win in the final game, but I think we were all just really happy to get there and ultimately be able to finish the season.
Sure. Well, did it help a little bit to be able to dive right into football right away?
Yeah, it was really nice just to be able to get out with all the guys after that and get on the field and start playing with everybody, not just the guys from the baseball team.
Well, it's felt like baseball weather this week with the temperatures in the 90s. You know, how have you been able to deal with the heat?
Well, Monday and Tuesday we practiced in the morning, so it was pretty cool in the morning those days. And then today we got out after what would have been school time and got to practice, so it hasn't been horrible, but it was pretty hot today.
Well, like I mentioned with Coach, there's been a lot of hype around your team during the preseason. You know, do you guys feel any pressure to live up to that hype?
I think with especially the senior class, I think it's more just we like to just go out and play with each other and just play loose and do what we can to try to win games. And, I mean, it's obviously fun to be ranked that high and try to live up to those expectations, but I think for our class, it's really just to go out and have fun and play loose with each other.
We guys are probably used to it after the baseball season, right? You were ranked so high there all year. Well, Coach told me the other night that you could be a benefactor of other teams. You tried to double-team Brody Brecht to take him out of the game. You know, if that opens up some more opportunities for you, you know, you'd be okay with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that was kind of how it was last year, too, is that teams would go and try to bracket or double Brody and would leave me and Jordan alone. And I think it'll be even more with that this year with him being a senior and I'm playing a lot more on the inside this year. So hopefully be some more balls my way.
Well, Coach and I talked a little bit as well about Arlen Bruce and what he brings to the team. You know, when did you first hear that he might be coming to Ankeny?
I think it was about 2 weeks ago probably that there was Brody had been talking to him to see what their situation was in Kansas and then started talking to him and said that he might be coming here. And I've been around him a lot lately and he's a really good dude and a really good athlete. So it'll be fun.
Well, I know he's only been practicing, you know, for a few days, but what have you seen from him thus far? How do you think he'll fit into the offense?
I mean, our offense is explosive already, and he's just another really explosive athlete that, I mean, he's just a football player, and he'll fit into our offense really well.
Well, let's talk about Friday's game. You know, you've had a great career at Ankeny in your various sports, you know, thus far, but you're still looking for your first win over Centennial on the football field. How badly do you want to win this game?
I mean, it doesn't mean everything, but just to be able to beat them would be a lot, especially be the second one since the split. And I think that hopefully this year's the year that we get it done.
Well, last year's game came down to the wire, and Centennial eventually prevailed 17-14 in overtime. You did have a 19-yard touchdown catch in that game. Do you remember what play that was that you scored on?
I do remember the play call, and it was late third quarter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I think that was the one that put you guys up 14-7 at the time, right? Yeah. Well, what do you think the keys are going into this game?
I think the keys for us is kind of like Nelson said, just to be able to up front and let Kadolph get to where he needs to be to make big plays. And then I think the key for the skill guys and wide receivers is just do what we do and go out and get us open to have Jace throw us the ball. And then I would say defense is just stop the run game because obviously their run game's been so successful in the past, and I think that's all we can do is just try to stop that.
Well, there have been some times in the past when Ankeny has struggled to score against Centennial, but with the experience that you guys have and the talent, do you feel like you guys are going to be able to score against, you know, almost anybody this year?
I would think so. I think we have probably some of the best athletes in the state, and I think that if we just go out and play loose and do what we do, we should be able to have pretty good season offensively.
Well, Coach and I talked about the importance, you know, of the offensive line developing and giving you guys time to make plays. You know, do you see the O-line coming together thus far?
Yeah, definitely. I think just because there's guys in my class that I've played football with since eighth grade, and just seeing those dudes develop, and now that they're actually getting varsity reps, I've seen them come along, and I think they're getting better. It's just got to put the pieces together now.
Well, considering how high you guys are ranked, I'm sure the goal for the season, you know, is to go as far as you can. Of course, Dowling's a seven-time, you know, defending state champion. You know, can you see yourselves, you know, playing the Unidome at the end of the season?
I think that's the ultimate goal. Who knows if we'll even get to finish the season with all this stuff, but that's the goal for us, is to get to that game and hopefully win it.
Has it been hard for you guys to adjust to these COVID-19 guidelines?
It hasn't been that tough. I mean, it's different, but it's not different. I mean, it's still football, but you still have the social distancing and having to wear a mask on the sidelines and trying to stay away from people unless you're actually on the field. But
sure,
it's not that different. I mean, it all comes down. It's football is football.
Yeah. All right, Cade. Well, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. My next guest is a senior defensive lineman for Ankeny Centennial and one of the Jaguars' five returning starters. Last year, he made 22.5 tackles, including 3 sacks. while helping the Jaguars to an 8-2 record and a District 2 title. He also recovered 2 fumbles. And during the winter, he is also a standout on the Centennial wrestling team. He is Jackie Wells. Jackie, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. You, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Well, I appreciate you coming in tonight. You were a last-minute replacement for co-head coach Ryan Pizzetti, who had a conflict come up today, and he couldn't get out of it. So I appreciate you coming in. How are the practices going thus far?
They're going good. Everybody's looking good.
Well, good. What, do you feel like you guys are ready to play a game?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's been extremely hot this week with the temperatures in the 90s. You know, how are you guys dealing with the hot temperatures?
Everybody's just keeping hydrated. We're still going at it.
Well, of course, this has been a different season already with the COVID-19 situation. You know, has it been difficult for you guys to adjust to the various safety guidelines?
It's whatever, but we're all adjusting well.
Just got to do what you got to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Ryan told me the other night that this is probably the most inexperienced team he's had at Centennial. You know, are you worried at all about your team's lack of experience going into the season?
No, we've been working together well and we've been getting it done.
Well, I hear that you guys, you know, do have some talented young players, you know, that have really stepped up. You know, do you think some people, you know, might be kind of surprised by your team this year?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah? It's kind of a different situation for you guys to be in after the last couple of years, you know, when you're such a highly ranked team, huh? Mm-hmm. Do you kind of like being in that position now?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I talked with Ankeny coach Rick Nelson and wide receiver Cade Summers earlier tonight, and we talked about all the hype surrounding the Hawks squad this season. You know, do you feel like you guys are the underdog then going into this game?
Everybody thinks we're the underdog, but, you know, yeah, we are, but we're just going to go in there and get it done.
Yeah. But does that take some of the pressure off being the underdog?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you guys probably still put some pressure on yourself, though, to get out there and perform, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're back this season along with two other players who also started on the defensive line at times last season, Griffin Neal and Nathan Wildy. You know, I know Ankeny is trying to break in a new offensive line. You know, do you feel like if you guys can maybe control the line of scrimmage that you'll be able to slow down their attack?
For sure. For sure. Yes, sir.
Well, of course, Ankeny has a lot of guys back from last year, especially at the skill positions. I mean, they probably got the potential to be pretty explosive, don't you think?
Yes.
Well, what do you think is going to be the key to slowing them down?
Just getting off the ball, being explosive.
Well, the Hawks, you know, of course, we're already going to return quarterback Jace Bauer and receiver Brody Brecht, among some others. But they've now added a talented transfer as well in Arlen Bruce. You know, have you heard much about him?
Yeah, you know, he's D1 commit. We're just going to have to shut him down, along with Brody.
Well, what do you think are going to be the keys to this game for you guys to come out on top?
Driving, never give up.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a really difficult schedule this year. You guys follow up that Ankeny game with a trip to Southeast Polk, and then you'll host Waukee. You know, all three of those teams have benefited from these out-of-state transfers. You know, what do you think about all this influx of talent? Are you kind of excited to play against some of these, you know, high-talented guys?
Yeah, it's definitely going to give us some challenges and hopefully be ready for the playoffs this year.
Now, where are you at in the recruiting process? Obviously, I would think you have a chance to either play football or wrestle in college if you decide, you know, which of the two sports you want to play.
I want to do rep football.
For football?
Yep.
And have you looked at some schools yet?
Yep, I've been looking at Iowa, Iowa State, NIU.
Yeah. All right, Jackie, I appreciate you coming in tonight. We'll see you on Friday night.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest tonight is a senior running back for the Jaguars. Last year, he rushed for 694 yards and 4 touchdowns on 102 carries. He also caught 9 passes for 140 yards and 2 more scores. And this year, he'll be playing defense as well. He is Tyler Johnson. Tyler, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, you bet. Well, we're just 48 hours away from game time. You know, are you getting pumped up to play?
Yeah, most definitely. It's always a good game.
Well, it seems like the expectations, you know, for Centennial, at least externally, are maybe not as high as they've been in the past. You know, but you still have high expectations for this team?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody knows that we just got to go out and fight, never give up.
Well, you obviously stepped in when Avery Gates got injured last year and had a great season. Now that you're a senior, are you trying to take on more of a leadership role for the team?
Yeah, definitely. Guys like me, Jackie and Griffin and all them need to step up and show the younger guys what we need to do to win.
Well, Ryan Pizzetti told me the other night that there were 3 contenders for the quarterback position and that all 3 guys would be playing, you know, this Friday. They just all wouldn't be playing quarterback. And he also said that a decision would maybe be made by Tuesday of this week. You know, I don't want you to speak for the coach, you know, but from what you've seen, do you think there's been a decision made there as far as who's going to start?
I don't know yet. It's definitely going to be a tough competition between those 3.
Still up in the air?
Yeah.
Well, do you have confidence in all 3 guys, though?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it sounds like they all, you know, have talent, can maybe do some different things, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan also told me that you'd be playing defense this year. So are you going to be a linebacker or in the secondary?
Yeah, I'll be a Mike linebacker.
Oh, okay. So do you like, you know, playing both ways?
Yeah, definitely. It'll be a challenge, but always got to love a challenge.
Well, it looks like the forecast calls for a high temperature of 93 degrees on Friday. You know, if you're playing both ways, that's probably not what you want to hear, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have to hydrate a lot.
Well, I asked Jackie this. I'll ask you as well. What do you think are going to be the keys to this game for you guys to come out on top?
Just got to keep fighting, never give up, show these guys we're not scared of them or anything like that.
Well, I know you played on a travel football team with a lot of the Ankeny guys when you were younger, you know, so you're obviously good friends with many of the Hawks. And I'm sure you're fully aware, you know, of all the hype around their team, you know, this year. Do you feel like all the pressure is going to be on them going into this game?
Yeah, I think they got some pressure. We got a chip on our shoulder, though, which is going to help us a little bit, I'd say.
Well, what are your goals, you know, going into the season?
Just fight every single game hard. Don't get blown out. Just show everybody what we can do because I know we're definitely going to be a tough team.
Well, I know last year didn't end the way you guys wanted to in the playoffs. And, of course, this year with the way they've reconfigured the schedule, you know, every team's going to advance to the playoffs. But do you feel like this team has a chance to maybe go deep into the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with our schedule, it's going to set us up and we'll be ready for playoff when it comes.
Well, we talked with Jackie, you know, about how tough that schedule is going to be. How important do you think it will be for you guys to get through those first three games with maybe one or two wins at least?
Yeah, those first three games are pretty tough. They're going to definitely show us what we need to do to be a good team this year. So,
well, I know from what I've seen on Twitter that you've received several offers already. So how many offers have you received?
Six so far.
All right. Can you list those schools for me?
South Dakota School of Mines, Minnesota State Mankato, Missouri Western, Grandview, Graceland, and, man, I feel bad.
That's all right.
Wayne State.
Wayne State.
I don't know.
All right.
I
That's a lot
that.
Of schools. It's hard to keep track of them. So, well, I know you were planning to attend some camps this summer, but some of those got canceled, right, because of COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was kind of bad timing for you then. We were trying to get out there and get noticed.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's got to be frustrating, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you feel like if you have a good year, you know, this year on both sides of the ball, do you feel like you might catch the attention of some more coaches?
I really hope so. Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing.
Well, obviously, you have a lot of, you know, good offers there already, but, you know, you'd probably like to even play at a higher level if you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Tyler. Well, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. We'll see you there Friday night.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
You bet.